This is Truth Matters Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. Today, it's an in-depth description of Babylon.
Hello, I'm Dr. Cheryl Davis, and you are listening to Truth Matters. We continue our march through the book of Revelation. Last time we were together, we discussed chapter 16 and the number of bold judgments that come upon the earth, which is the last events before the second coming of Christ. And as I promised before, in the next couple chapters, we are going to discuss and going to cover Babylon, as we have covered Babylon before in the book of Daniel. As I said before, technically there are two Babylons. In the first Babylon, the historical city of Babylon, which was the center of the Babylonian Empire, the people who destroyed Jerusalem and carried the southern tribes of Israel into captivity in 586 BC. And we read about this city in the book of Daniel, as Daniel was one of those prisoners that was taken over and then turned into a eunuch as he became an advisor for King Nebuchadnezzar. So that is the first Babylon that we know, the ancient city of Babylon. The second Babylon is really probably the far most important for purposes of this study, is that is a system of religious thinking that was characterized by the Babylon of old, but which also touches our lives today. As we know, Babylon dates back to Genesis chapter 10 and the building of the Tower of Babel, which was associated with a man named Nimrod. And we learn about Nimrod in Genesis chapter 10, verse 8. Cush begot Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one on the earth. And so this is where we find out about Nimrod, and Nimrod was a descendant of Noah. But according to the ancient records of Babylon, Nimrod's wife was Semiramis. But in Assyria, she was called Ashtart, and you've heard these before in studies of the Bible, as I'm sure these names will sound similar. So in Assyria, Nimrod's wife was called Ashtart. In Egypt, she was called Isis. In Greece, she was called Aphrodite. And in Rome, she was called Venus. This woman who originated in Babylon was the first high priestess of idolatry in the world. And the names that I read out earlier were very common, and I know you've heard them before. Ashtart, Isis, Aphrodite, and Venus. But a lot of this is according to legend, as I did some research in this particular scene, but this is really the history of pagan religion in the world. Semiramis, who was Nimrod's wife, conceived a son miraculously by a sunbeam, and she offered him up as the promised deliverer of the earth. His name was Tammuz. When he reached manhood, he was killed by a wild boar, but raised from the dead after 40 days of his mother's weeping. But as a result of this, a mother-child cult was developed and spread throughout the ancient world. In Assyria, the name was Ishtar and Tammuz. In Phoenicia, it was Ashtart and Baal. And I'd like to note here that Jezebel came from Phoenicia. Jezebel, who originally married King Ahab in historic Israel, came from Phoenicia, and she and her father was a priest of Ashtart and Baal. In Egypt, is known as Isis and Osirisis. In Greek, it was Aphrodite and Eros, and in Rome, it was Venus and Cupid.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at CherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world. Because truth matters.